Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Devin. How may I help you?
Hi. I received a notification email yesterday about a charge to my debit card for an order that I didn't make.
All right, sir, I have to see if you have an account with us first to better assist you. May I have your zip code, please?
81230.
Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name?
Ryan Wilkinson.
Thank you, sir. And for security purposes, may I have your address?
It's 800 West Denver Ave, Gunnison, Colorado, 81230.
Okay, so yes, I do see and on April 24th, 2021, that you started our 14-day trial for both of our Smart Fitness Tracker watches, and the shipping and handling for those was $7.97 for the first one, and the second one is $6.97. And also, I see you have a warranty for that, and it was $19.95. And these watches do help with tracking sleep patterns, measuring steps, as well as measuring blood oxygen levels. But how's the products been working for you, sir?
I received both of them, and I'm not gonna use them basically. The charge I was talking about was actually from yesterday. It shows here, the 11th of May at 10:59 p.m. was when the order was placed, and it was for $64.87. And again, I didn't place any order because I'm not going to continue to use any of these products. So I'm a little bit suspicious now, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, yes, sir. I can explain those last two transactions. And do you remember clicking a box that asks if you're 18 years old or older before proceeding to checkout?
I believe so, yep.
Well, yes, above that stated our terms and conditions that it is a 14-day trial where we'll ship you out the product to see if it's something that'll work for you. And in the event that you decide our product is not for you or you wish to discontinue, it states that you will have to cancel within the 14-day trial to avoid being billed for the product you paid the shipping and handling on. So as of April 24th, that's when the 14-day trial started. And after that 14 days, on the 15th day on May 11th, that's when the charges came on there. But, sir, what I can do for you, I can give you $10 off on both of these transactions if you would like to keep the watch, sir. And I can show you how to use it if you have any difficulties on using the watch.
So basically, what you're saying is I could get like $20 back or something, or.
Yes, sir. Oh, I see one of them declined, so it'll be $10 off of the transaction of the 6487, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll just go ahead and do that.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and do that for you, sir. So just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Hello, sir. Are you still there?
Yep.
All right. I'm still in the process of giving that $10 refund to you, sir. So just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. One moment. All right, sir. I just got finished doing that, sending a request to my supervisor to make sure to give you that $10 off of that $64.87. And that was just handled. And is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
So going forward, am I going to be charged anything else?
All right, well, sir, I can go ahead and make sure I make the cancellation for the $69.87 so you won't be charged. So just give me one moment, please. All right, sir. So I already went and put in that cancellation, so you'll not be charged for the watch that tried to come in May 11th for $69.87. And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if I could just, I don't know if I have an account with you guys or anything or whatever, but if I could go ahead and just delete that account, I'd like to do that. I just don't want to be charged anything further going forward.
Yes, sir. Your account is already canceled, so you'll have to have no worries about that. And it was just a one-time charge, so you'll have no more billing, sir.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, anytime. And I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.